Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, here with Jordan, and today we're digging into Palo Alto Networks' fiscal fourth quarter 2026 results. This one's a big report to close out their fiscal year.
Before we jump in, this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Right, so let's get into it because Palo Alto had a genuinely record quarter. RPO, that's remaining performance obligations, basically the backlog of contracted future revenue, crossed $20 billion for the first time, landing at $21.2 billion, up 34%.
And the number that really jumped out to me was Next Generation Security ARR, or NGS ARR, hitting $9.1 billion, up 63%. They added almost $1 billion in net new NGS ARR in a single quarter. CFO Deepak Galeka pointed out that's roughly what the entire company's NGS ARR was back in his first quarter as CFO in 2021. That's the kind of comparison that really puts scale into perspective.
Total revenue for the quarter was $3.41 billion, up 34%, and full-year revenue came in at $11.5 billion, up 24%. Non-GAAP EPS beat guidance at $1.02, and operating margin for the year expanded to 29.2%.
What's notable is that margin expansion happened while they were digesting their two biggest acquisitions ever, CyberArk, now rebranded Adira, and Chronosphere. Usually big M&A drags on margins for a while, but management said CyberArk's cost synergies are 3 to 6 months ahead of schedule.
Let's talk strategy because CEO Nikesh Arora spent a lot of time on what he called three AI inflection points over the last several months. The shift from prompting to autonomous agents, the Mythos moment where AI models got scary good at finding vulnerabilities, and now a move toward open-weight, sovereign AI models. His overall thesis. All three point toward the same conclusion.
Which is platformization. Get customers to consolidate onto one unified security architecture instead of stitching together point products. They hit about 220 net new platformizations in the quarter, more than double the pace from 2 years ago, and platformized customers are showing net revenue retention above 120%.
They also called out some serious deal sizes, a $126 million deal with a global telecom, $72 million with an IT services firm, $53 million with a payments company. And Prisma AIRS, their AI security product, crossed $100 million in ARR in just 4 quarters, fastest product scale in company history.
XSAM, their security operations platform, is also cruising. Over $700 million in ARR, up 70%, past 1,000 customers. And on the observability side, since closing Chronosphere, that ARR has more than doubled past $500 million. Combined, XSIAM and observability are now a billion-dollar-plus business that basically didn't exist a few years ago.
There was also a bit of breaking news on the call. They closed an acquisition of a company called Consul the same day, focused on AI-driven IT and security operations, folding into their Cortex team.
On the Q&A side, I thought the most candid moment was Nikesh basically saying M&A isn't a strategy for them. It's a consequence of watching 40 or 50 funded startups and jumping in when one of them nails a technology shift before Palo Alto's internal roadmap gets there. Refreshingly blunt for a CEO.
There was also a fun exchange about the CyberArk integration. A new modern PM product just went GA, and Nikesh made the case that identity security for AI agents and machine identities is a wide-open category with no established leader yet, which is where he thinks Adira has a real head start.
And Fatima Balani's question about operational technology got a great answer. Nikesh talked about being able to build and deploy signatures for OT and open source vulnerabilities in under 4 hours, compared to an industry standard of 55 days. That's the kind of speed gap that becomes a real selling point as AI-driven attacks accelerate.
So, what does this mean going forward? For fiscal 2027, Guidance calls for revenue of $14.1 to $14.2 billion, 23 to 24% growth, NGS ARR growth of 22 to 23%, and operating margin around 29.5%. They're also reiterating a longer-term target of $20 billion in NGS ARR by fiscal 2030 and a 40% free cash flow margin by fiscal 2028.
One thing worth flagging for anyone modeling this out: a chunk of the observability ARR growth included a one-time nine-figure benefit from a large AI customer migrating off an incumbent vendor on a Chronosphere. Management said the tail of that migration continues into first quarter fiscal year 2027, but at a smaller scale. So that's a comp to watch rather than assume as a steady state growth rate.
Also worth noting, hardware is still only about 10% of total revenue, and they flagged rising component costs in that business, particularly memory and storage, as something to manage into next year.
Before we wrap up, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Bottom line, this was a strong, broad-based quarter with real acceleration in bookings, and management is leaning hard into the idea that AI-driven threats are a long-term tailwind rather than a risk to their business model. Whether that thesis keeps translating into these kinds of numbers is what we'll be watching next quarter.
That's it for this episode of Beta Finch. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.